So how does it feel to be a part of the festival this year?
It's pretty exciting. It's pretty exciting. I tried before and did not get in, but this time I did. It's a lot of work, more work than any other festival I've ever been in. A lot of deadlines, a lot of things to take care of, but it's good. It's good. It's a really well-run festival.
What do you think was different this year compared to previous years?
You mean
like why you got in?
I don't know. You don't know. I mean, well, first of all, when I applied a couple of years ago, my show wasn't. I had never done it before. It wasn't as developed as it is now. I didn't have the projections. I didn't have the music. I didn't have any of that. I had no reviews. I had no website. So yeah, I mean, I took my time, took it around, and.
So
and tried my hand at it.
Let's talk about that a little bit because you've workshopped this incredibly. You've traveled all over the place. So let's talk about that process a little
okay.
bit.
Okay. I've applied to, basically, I apply to festivals where I can drive so I can make a trip there. I just came back from Providence. I did it last week in Providence at their brand new festival. Last summer I went to Maine, the Portland Fringe. I mean, they're small festivals and the audiences are small. And there aren't like hundreds of shows, and they don't give you a manual like this Fringe does. But it's experience. I did Charm City Fringe last November, and they actually asked me back, and I'm going back to Baltimore in November.
That's great.
They asked me to. I'm doing the same show, and I'm going to do it. Yeah, November. And and I did the DC Cap Fringe 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's what started it all,
mm-hmm.
and that's.
So let's talk about the projections, the music. How does that change what the original production was?
Well, the original production didn't have any of this. I mean, it was just simply me telling my story. And then I realized, because it is about my life and my teaching, I had all of these artifacts from the 90s, from when I was a teacher. And so we decided that we would insert these artifacts as projections in different places in the performance. And... it broke it up into scenes. We used projections and music of the different time periods.
Can you give me some examples?
Well, I mean, there's just one song that I like. I don't even know the name of it. It's from the 90s. It's
mm-hmm.
like a rap song, and we use that when the projection from Los Angeles comes up to signify that I moved there.
Uh-huh. It's like Straight Outta Compton or something like that.
I'm so bad. I don't
That's
even
okay.
know the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be like Ice Cube.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe.
It was a good day. It was a good day.
Oh, today was a good day.
Today was a good
That's
day.
That's a great song.
That's
yeah.
the song.
Uh-huh.
That was the 90s for me in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
and I've I changed the music I really wanted at the very beginning of this. I don't want to give anything away, but I really thought about the story is about you can't always get what you want, but if you try some time, you'll get what you need. And so I want the opening, the house music is the Rolling Stones,
mm-hmm.
pre-show music.
Yeah.
But I want that to play, and the line would come on, you can't always get what you want, but if you try somehow, you get what you need. Boom, lights down, lights
yeah.
up, I start.
Sure.
And I actually recently got a tweet from a student that I had 20 years ago, and so we're putting that up, and I wrote a new little section about
wow.
receiving that tweet. Yeah. So just not a lot of changes, but just trying to enrich it a little bit.
Fine-tuning.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Just keep playing with it,
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
So we got the projections, we got the music, we got the artifacts.
Yes.
But in terms of like the story, has the story changed at all?
Not
I mean,
really. No, no, no. It's the same story. My life hasn't changed. No, it's the same story. I mean, lines have been cut and tightened up and that kind of a thing. But it's the same story. The structure hasn't changed at all. It's a really easy to follow journey, which starts when I'm 7, and then jumps to college, jumps to New York. Then jumps to the 90s and then goes straight pretty much from the 90s to 2016.
Did you imagine this as a play when it was happening originally? Or
no, I did not imagine it as a play. What I've always wanted to do was I've always wanted to talk about my students. I've always wanted to explain who they were and talk about... I've always had trouble trying to explain to people who a developmental student is and what a community college is. And I just thought, I'm going to do a comedy routine about my students, because as you know, sometimes they say very funny things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, well, no, I don't want to make fun of them. That's not what I really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to tell their stories, and their stories and my story. And I wanted to put it all together somehow, and I do love to write, and I do like to perform, and I do love to teach. And I said, I got myself into a solo show class 4 years ago, and that's how I started. But I knew I would do something. I just wanted to do something with teaching, performing, and writing.
So goals now that you've gotten into this festival, because this was a big one for you.
That's correct.
So what's next?
I don't know. I really don't know. You know, I have to think, do I want to somehow take this around to campuses?
Mm-hmm.
But who is it for? Prospective teachers, current teachers? It's not really for students. Is it for policymakers to talk about what the community college is like and that what the students, you know, from someone who's in the trenches? I don't know. I don't really know what I want to do next. I do have an idea for a different kind of project,
mm-hmm.
that's education. That really doesn't, right now, I see merge with this, but I don't know. You know what? I don't know. I don't. I'm doing it in Baltimore in November,
mm-hmm.
and I'll see what happens.
Okay. Bottom line, why should someone come see you?
Because it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I think people can relate to it, which sounds so corny, on many levels. It is my story, but it's my, I don't like the word journey. It's my travel through wanting something and ending up with something different. It's about students. It's about education. It's a human story. I think it's also, it's a celebration of the community college student and the students that I feel very, very privileged to know. And when I've done it before, people have, many of whom are teachers, they laugh, they get it, they've been there, they understand. Other friends of mine say, oh, now I get what you do. And I've had people come up to me and say things like, yeah, I started out wanting to do this, and yeah, this happened to me, and now I'm working as a teacher here, or I'm doing this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, that's what it's all about.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say that we haven't
come to see the show? Come to see it. It's funny. I want an audience. I like telling the story. I really like telling the story. Yeah, so come see it.